The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Peter went up to Jesus and said, Lord, how often must I forgive my brother if he wrongs me? As often as seven times? Jesus answered, Not seven, I tell you, but 77 times. And so, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who decided to settle his accounts with his servants. When the reckoning began, they brought him a man who owed 10,000 talents. But he had no means of paying, so his master gave orders that he should be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, to meet the debt. At this, the servant threw himself down at his master's feet. Give me time, he said, and I will pay the whole sum. And the servant's master felt so sorry for him that he let him go and cancelled the debt. Now, as this servant went out, he happened to meet a fellow servant who owed him 100 denarii. And he seized him by the throat and began to throttle him. Pay what you owe me, he said. His fellow servant fell at his feet and implored him, saying, Give me time and I will pay you. But the other would not agree. On the contrary, he had him thrown into prison till he should pay the debt. His fellow servants were deeply distressed when they saw what had happened, and they went to their master and reported the whole affair to him. Then the master sent for him. You wicked servant, he said, I cancelled all that debt of yours when you appealed to me. Were you not bound then to have pity on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And in his anger, the master handed him over to the torturers till he should pay all his debt. And that is how my heavenly Father will deal with you unless you each forgive your brother from your heart. This is the gospel of the Lord. The readings today present us with two major themes: God's mercy towards us and his forgiveness. The wonder of God's mercy and forgiveness is that it is given to us in such abundance. The words of the refrain to the psalm, which we have just repeated several times, makes this clear. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger, and rich in mercy. So, just how abundant is God's mercy and forgiveness? The gospel sheds light on this and also presents us with a challenge. Let's take a closer look at it. The first striking point to hit home is Jesus' insistence that we are to set no limits in offering our forgiveness to those who have wronged and offended us. This is what Jesus means when he says that we are to forgive 77 times. Forgiveness flows from a merciful heart. In the parable that immediately follows, Jesus reveals the abundance of God's mercy and forgiveness by describing how a king forgave the debt of a man who owed 10,000 talents. In the days of Jesus, this figure would represent a fantastically large sum of money. There was no way this man could repay that amount. Yet, the king cancels this enormous debt without further ado. The point Jesus is making is that God's mercy towards us is enormously abundant, and he is only too ready to forgive our many sins, failings, and offenses. But as I mentioned, there is a challenge. Jesus expects us to display a similar abundance of mercy and forgiveness too. Many of us will recognize how difficult this can be at times. When we have been deeply wounded in one way or another by the wrongdoing of others, we may sometimes struggle to be readily merciful and forgiving. Indeed, we may even withhold it. But showing mercy and forgiveness is what the Lord asks of us. One day in May 1981, a man was greeting and blessing the crowds who had come to see him. Suddenly, an assassin aimed his gun at him and shot him at very close range. Although very seriously injured, he made a recovery and sometime later went to meet his would-be assassin in jail. He went with the intention of forgiving him in person. The man who had been shot was Pope John Paul II. Blessed John Paul did what he believes the Lord asks of him and of us when another wrongs and offends us in some way, even those offenses which are very grievous. He did what Jesus did when he forgave those who had him crucified. Blessed John Paul practiced what he preached. A year earlier, he wrote an encyclical letter entitled Dives in Misericordia, which means rich in mercy. In this encyclical, Blessed John Paul taught that forgiveness is at the heart of the gospel. Forgiveness demonstrates the presence in the world of the love which is more powerful than sin and finds its most perfect expression in Jesus. Jesus came to reconcile us to God and to each other. Forgiveness is the basic condition for reconciliation between us and God, and between ourselves and in our relationships with others. We are called to proclaim, by the way we live, the mystery of God's mercy, a mercy which he lavishes upon us despite our sinfulness. But there is yet another challenge. At the end of today's gospel passage, there is a crucial phrase which we could easily miss if we are not sufficiently alert. Our Lord insists that we are to forgive each other from the heart. It simply won't do if our forgiveness is just lip service or given grudgingly, where, in the words of the first reading, resentment, anger, and vengeance still smolder within us. Our Lord, who knows our hearts well, understands that this can be difficult, really difficult, but we must at least always seek to desire to forgive. If we are finding it difficult to forgive, we should all the more earnestly pray in the words our Lord taught us. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.